portion of the Cache River is flowing more smoothly after the removal of two massive log jams. For several decades, several log jams have slowly built up, causing the river to back up in southern Jackson County. Two of the largest log jams have been removed south of Grubbs, which has improved the river flow. Jackson County Judge Jeff Phillips says the removal of the logs took a couple of months.
They had to remove a lot. That first one was large. I don't know if it was a quarter of a mile or half a mile long. It was a very large log jam. The second one was big, but wasn't that big. And like I said, they brought in machinery to take that out, to clean it, which they just dipped the logs with the, they had a track hole on the pontoon with tracks, and it was floating out in the river, and they would pick those logs up, the ones that had mud and debris all over, and they would rinse them and put them on a swamp buggy that was on a pontoon with tracks also, and carry them up to the bank down upstream, and another truck would get them and load them up and take them to the disposal site, which was about an acre, a little over an acre of land, and they were piled up and burned.
And Phillips says the river is now in better shape than what it was.
The river can flow. The river was almost stopped completely. The water would trickle its way through that log jam, and now the river is flowing. It looks like it's a beautiful river now. It looks like it's supposed to look. The water is flowing, even though there's two more log jams on down. They're not as big, and the water can go around those. And the water actually recedes now, which it was staying until it eventually worked its way through, or through evaporation or absorption in the ground. So now the water is moving, and you can already tell by when a heavy rain that the water comes up and it goes down. So it has helped a lot.
Phillips says that the Army Corps of Engineers will have to approve future work to remove the rest of the log jams on the river. That's because the location of the log jams are located in the Cache River National Wildlife Refuge.
This river is on national radar, and it has taken 6 years to get what we've got done, and just a lot of factors that have made this project difficult, and a lot of it is environmental. They don't want all that siltation going downstream and cause another problem downstream. And that log jam was like a catch-all for all that siltation that's flowing down. And so now that it is flowing, that's what I said earlier. They're wanting to study this and see what it does before they grant us any more permits. And I think, once they see that this isn't going to be a big impact for siltation downstream, I think they'll go ahead and let us do the other two.
For many years, there were debates on how to remove the log jams. The Army Corps of Engineers approved work to take place, and Governor Mike Beebe provided state funds to help in financing the removal of the log jams. Phillips says when the other log jams are removed, the river will go back to where it should be. Well, with the log jams, rains of any size would cause flooding near Grubbs. Phillips says removal of two of the log jams help, but cannot totally stop any potential flooding.
You know, that river has backed up, and this isn't going to keep flooding from happening. A river is going to flood no matter what. Once everything's tied to the Mississippi, once the Mississippi gets up, then it backs up all the other rivers, because there's nowhere for the water to go. But the good thing about it is, once the water starts leaving the Mississippi and the water starts draining out of the other rivers, then this will allow the water to recede like it's supposed to. And that will help with flooding problems on down the road, it'll flood, but maybe if it gets out there and gets off, then it won't cause as much damage as it does, has been before, by staying there for weeks or even months, waiting for the water to find its way through that area. You know, that's going to really help the farmland if the water get up and then get off. You know, some of those farmlands can be salvaged. Some of the crops can be salvaged. It's just according to how long the water stays.
And Phillips says he's hopeful that work on removing the last two log jams in the Cache River could start early next year, pending approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Judge Phillips about the new Jackson County Jail, and we'll get an update on that tomorrow here on Morning Edition on KASU.